I want you to open your Bibles with me this evening in the book of the Psalms. And the Psalm number 20 is the passage of God's Word that I want us to turn to this evening. The 20th Psalm. And we commence reading there at verse number 1. Psalm 20, verse 1. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary, and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings, and accept thy burnt sacrifice, Selah. Grant thee according to thine own heart, and fulfill all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven, and with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some on horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Save, Lord. Let the King hear us when we call. And God will add his blessing to the reading of his precious word for Jesus' sake. Amen. Once again, we stand at the doorway of this new year. There's not one of us gathered in the house of God know what this year holds for us or what lies ahead. What joys we may experience, what perils we may endure. Remember last year, 12 months ago, we did the same. We gathered in God's house. And you can look back over a year that's passed. Some of you can look back and remember all the blessings, all the joys, all the thrills that was brought to your heart. There are others, and you look back over a year that has passed, and you think of the sorrow and the pain and the heartache that that year brought to your heart. And so tonight, as we stand at a new year, we stand with excitement, with the new possibilities that God has for us, opportunities for service. No doubt, many, many, many blessings, because God's mercies are surely new every morning. But maybe there's some tonight that are gathered here and you're fearful of what may come or what the year will hold. Let's be true tonight. 2015's gone, only to be recalled at the day of judgment. 2015 is but a memory now. That's all we have. We're not living another day of it or another moment of it. It's only a memory. We think of the sunshine. We think of its shadows. But it's past. A new year has dawned, a new year has broken upon us. So how do we face it? I believe that Psalm 20 is a fitting passage of God's word that we would look at this evening. Because let me tell you the background to the psalm. Psalm 20 was the psalm that the people of Israel sang when the king and his armies were about to go into battle. They sang the psalm. And so as the king went out to confront danger and perils on the battlefield, the people would lift up their voices and they would sing unto the Lord, carrying the hope of victory, whatever the battle held for them. The people of Israel, like us, know. We know not what lies in the battle in front of us,
But we do know this, there's an enemy out there. There's the adversary, the devil, who's out seeking whom he may devour. And God's people are just like the king about going into battle. As we face this new year, we are going into battles. We're going to be confronted with them. You see, this wasn't a custom for them. It was a song of faith. It was a song of trust in God to keep their king and to keep their army in the day of battle. Now you say, well, what has that to do with us? Well, let me tell you what Paul says. That the Lord has made us unto him kings and priests. And so therefore, when you read about the king here, you can put yourself here, because just as this king was being confronted with a battle, so is you and I, as God's children, are being confronted with a battle as well. We can apply the words of this psalm to our hearts. We're preparing for a battle. We don't know how stern it will be, but we do know there will be a conflict this year, because God's people are in the battle for God. Notice, first of all, the recognition here in verse number 1. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. You see, the king was facing a day of trouble. It was not easy facing battles. But friend, we all have to face those this year in which we're in. The hymn writer said, more stern will grow the conflict as near our king's return. The battle is tough. And I believe that what we have witnessed over these past years and in a year that has passed, we see the battle getting more stern. It is going to be a big battle this year for our children. Because the devil will do everything he can to take our children from us. The battle will be stern this year for our young people, because the devil is seeking to destroy our young people. The devil, is out to destroy our homes. And the battle for our homes and our families, it's going to be a strong battle. It's going to be a stern battle. And we need godly and good parents to stand in the gap in this day. The battle against the Church of Jesus Christ and the preachers of the gospel will be stern this year. We can be sure of that, because we can see the clouds that are gathering, seeking a way to take our liberties and our pulpits for preaching the unsearchable riches of Christ and the whole counsel of God. They want to silence the godly preachers in the pulpit. Take away our authority and our liberties and our freedom. Yes, there is a battle that has been raging and is raging and will rage this year. And my friend, you and I cannot escape facing this reality. We are in a battle for God and for truth and for righteousness. And we as God's people are on the battlefield. And every child of God's on that battlefield. And as the believers sang and as they prayed before the king went out into battle, surely, my friend, that's what we need to do as we face this year. We need to commit it unto God. How do we face it? Look at the opening words. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. The Lord hear thee. We need to be in touch with God. We need to pray. And if there ever was a need for praying people in a congregation, it's now. Because the battle is great. And friend, we need God to come to our defense. Notice what he says here. The name of the God of Jacob. He is the only one. They knew as the king was going into battle, they needed to call upon the God of Jacob. Because he was the only one who could see them through the difficulties and through the perils that we were facing. Only he was adequate for the situation. Peter said, Lord, thou knowest all things. Job said, But he, that's God, knoweth the way that I take. And when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. And whilst you and I do not know what this battle holds, God does know. And thank God, he has the wisdom to take us through the battle. So don't get discouraged. We sang a few moments ago, cheer up, my brother. Cheer up, my sister, in God's name. Don't lose heart in the midst of the battle. And as you go out onto the battlefield for 2016, let us not go with our heads down and our hearts down and broken. Let's lift our eyes to the hills from whence cometh our help. The God of Jacob. That's what David called him. Now notice, the God of who? The God of Jacob. And who was the God of Jacob, friend? He was a compassionate and caring God. You see, Jacob, remember, was a schemer. He was the one who was willing to do whatever served the situation. He was the one willing to do whatever it took to accomplish what he desired. And then God stepped in. And where do we see Jacob, friend? We see him in Hebrews chapter 11 as a hero of faith. By faith, Jacob. Because God changed him. And God calls himself the God of Jacob. And how do we finish seeing Jacob? We see him leaning as an old man as he gathers his family around him and he's about to go to heaven. And he leans upon a staff and he worships. He faces death in victory. So whatever lies before us, whatever we have to face, friend, rather than trying to maneuver our way through a new year, let's trust the Lord. Let's see him as our refuge, our protector. The Lord, hear thee. In other words, take the ear to the Lord. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Notice the reward. Verse 2, send thee help from the sanctuary. Strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings and accept thy burnt sacrifice. Send thee help from the sanctuary. Do you remember what David said? Psalm 73. And I suggest at the beginning of this year, read those two psalms, Psalms 37, and then turn it around, Psalm 73. And you'll find David was one, he was confronted with the prosperity of the enemy. It seemed that the enemy of God's child seemed to be prospering so much. And he got discouraged. And it seemed to be there was nothing stopping them. And God's child was being oppressed. And he was troubled in mind until he went into the sanctuary of God. Do you know what God did? God opened the book. And God showed them the end of the wicked. God showed them the end of his enemy. And friend, we have a sanctuary tonight. It's the Word of God. The Word of God. And God shows us in this book the end of the story. And friend, here it is. Thank God, in Christ we win. We win. You know, when we allow our hearts and our minds to be illuminated by the Word, God will reveal things as they really are. Go to the Scripture for help, friend. This book is filled with promises. And like the old man about to die, he leaned upon his staff. I beg you tonight, take the book and lean upon it. Lean upon it this year. Don't leave the book unopened. Don't leave the promises unclaimed. The Lord send thee help from the sanctuary. The Lord strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember the Savior in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he sweat, as it were, great drops of blood flowing down to the ground. And the Bible tells us, it says, there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. Friend, God will strengthen you for the battle. You've God's promise. Notice the guarantee that God will do it. Remember all thy offerings except thy burnt sacrifices. You see, Israel offered their offerings, their sacrifices of bulls and goats and calves and lambs and doves, but they all pointed to Christ. His blood removes every hindrance. Our sins and our guilt is taken care of. And we have the guarantee on the ground and the basis of the blood, the sacrifice of Christ. And I'm saying to you, brethren and sisters, rest on the finished work of Jesus Christ. Notice what it says after, remember thy offerings and accept thy burnt sacrifice. Selah. In other words, think about that. Let your soul dwell upon the finished work of Jesus Christ. Grant thee according to thy own heart and fulfill all thy counsel. You see, when your heart's cleansed by the Word of God, you know what is left? It's what God wants for us. That's what's left. All the rest is put away. And surely that's what we want this year. All that God wants for us. Whatever God sends, thank God we can trust him. Notice the rejoicing. We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Even in the midst of the battle, there's joy. Set up the banner. They lifted up the standard as they prepared for war. And people gathered round the standard bearer. You know what that did? They were declaring whose side they were on. You need to declare whose side you're on, friend. Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. The word banner is one that occurs only here and in Song of Solomon, chapter 5, verse 10. What does it say in Song of Solomon 5:10? My beloved is the chiefest among 10,000. That word is standard bearer. There's no one like Jesus. We rally round his banner. Is that what you're going to do? Is that you're saying to the Lord tonight, as you would come to the end and leave aside an old year with what all it has held for you, and as you face a new year, are you saying in the name of the Lord, Lord Jesus, we are rallying behind your banner? And what's written on the banner? The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Verses 6 then gives us the king's answer. He answered the people, now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. What confidence, friend. What confidence facing the enemy. I know the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses. But we will remember. We will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. That was the king's response. Is that your response tonight? I know that the Lord saveth his anointed. We sang a few moments ago, my times are in thy hands. Whatever they may be, pleasing or painful, dark or bright, as best may seem to thee. My times are in thy hands. Jesus, my advocate. Nor can that hand be stretched in vain for me to supplicate. Oh, the world's confidence is in verse 7. Some trust in chariots and some on horses. We will remember the name of the Lord our God. Is that who you're trusting tonight? And then the last thought is this, verse 9, the refrain. Save, Lord. Let the king hear us when we call. As we pray, God will take us through. I'll pray for you. I ask you to pray for me, Brother McKay. And together, we'll pray for each other and the work of God. Septuagint renders the phrase there, save Lord, let the king hear us when we call. God save the king. And the interesting thing is this, it's from that familiar phrase our country developed its national anthem, God save the Queen. It's from there. Save, Lord. Let the King hear us when we call. The King and his army were going to battle. But friend, there's a greater King. There's a King eternal, immortal, invisible, unchanging. The Lord hear us when we call. So what's the response tonight? Let's pray. Save, Lord. Sinner, why don't you call tonight? You're stepping out into a new year. This might be your last. Friend, it could be. Mine too. Why don't you see it? You could meet God today. Have you no fear of meeting him in your sin? Lord, save me. I perish. Backslider. Why didn't you call to him? Why didn't you let him, let the king hear you tonight? The King of Kings. Lord, I've wandered far away from thee, Lord, but now I'm coming home. Why didn't you tell him that? Child of God, when did you tell him, Lord, take me through this year. Whatever it holds, take hold of my hand. I pray. Let's bow our heads, friend, before God. And as your head's bowed before the Lord,
as we've stepped into 2016. Sinner, will you pray that right now before God, as your head's bowed before God? You say, Lord, 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 save me. Lord, save me. Friend, that's the prayer you must pray. Lord, save me. Backslider. Lord, restore me. Take me back, Lord, to Calvary. And child of God, Lord, use me. May this be the year where you use me like never before. Live each day, friend, as it could be your last. The King, hear me. The King, hear you as you call. We pray in Jesus' precious name.